This audio presentation was recorded in a chapel service at InterVarsity's National Service Center in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, good morning. Welcome to chapel. This morning we're going to have Karen come share with us a little bit about InterVarsity camps and InterVarsity training centers, and I'm really looking forward to it because I don't know much personally about InterVarsity camps, so I'm excited about learning more. So without further ado, let me have Karen come up.
Thank you. I'm going to try to get out of the way because I'm using PowerPoint, so I want to make sure everybody can see. So one of the places I want to start actually is with a group of people that I live with. I get to work with a couple of different groups of people, both the operations team here at the NSC and the camps, and then also this group of people at home. And I just want to take a little mystery out of something. Scott is my 18-year-old here on the right, and then there's me, and John is 14, and Andy, and I'll refer to him later. Some of you have been praying for John, and some of you are curious about the mystery surrounding John, so I just wanted to, since I have the floor, take a minute for that. About a year and a half ago, we discovered that John had autoimmune hepatitis, where his immune system is attacking his liver. And a year ago, right after Easter, we discovered that he had gone downhill. The treatment they were giving him was not working, and he went into end-stage liver disease and was put on the liver transplant list at UW Hospital. They changed his medication, and he has rebounded, and he is doing just fine right now. He is still on the liver transplant list, and if the perfect liver were to come along for him tomorrow, we would get a call. But technically, he's very low on the transplant list. He has AB negative blood type, which is very rare, so we don't think we're going to get a call. But if the perfect liver were to come up, we would get a call. So some of you have been a little cautious about asking me about that, but I know a number of you have been praying, and I just want to say thank you. We deeply appreciate your intercession on our behalf. God is sustaining us right now, and we're deeply grateful for your love and support. In this last, about 24 months or so, we started working on a strategic plan for our camps. And one of the things that we decided to do in the midst of that was to give them basically a new name. And so officially, for public purposes, we're calling them Retreat and Training Center. So that's their official name. We still affectionately refer to them as our camps. It's sort of like my husband's full name is James Anderson Morton, but I call him Andy. So publicly, we're saying retreat and training centers, but we still call them camps, and I think we'll keep doing that. So, and we came out with a tagline, and our tagline is a place to meet God and be renewed. So I want you to hold that in the background of your mind, because that is the overarching purpose of what we're about, okay? But a lot of what I get to deal with and what I work with the camp directors is actually providing the space in which that can happen. We have four retreat and training centers. Campus by the Sea, which is 26 miles across the sea, there's an old song that goes with that, on Santa Catalina Island outside of Long Beach. Bear Trap Ranch is outside Colorado Springs, about an hour drive up a very interesting mountain road, and it's at about 9,000 feet. Cedar Campus is on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and Toanipi is about an hour and a half outside of Boston. So that's where they're located. So I want to start with the oldest camp first. We started using Campus by the Sea in 1952. It's on about a little over 70 acres of leased land from the Santa Catalina Conservancy, and it can accommodate about 210 guests. We just renewed our lease with the Conservancy, 3-year renewable up to 15 years. So we're good to go for a period of time here. This is what it looks like when you go to arrive to Campus by the Sea. There are no roads into camp. You get there via boat. So it's a little different traveling out to Campus by the Sea. And this is what it looks like from up top. You can see a nice pier that we have. The larger ships can actually come there and dock, so we don't have to shuttle people over in fives and sixes from Avalon. just want you to enjoy that for a minute. You know, it's getting to be spring here, but I'm just going to let you just sort of savor that. Just think of the gulls and the sea breeze. God's creation, take that in for a moment. This is the fairway. Probably looks like that today. Not too bad, right? This is what it looked like last May. There was a very significant fire on Catalina Island and threatened Avalon very severely, which is the major town about 3 miles away. And this is actually Toyon next door. This isn't CBS, but they got a better view of the fire from here. It's a very significant fire, came down very close to camp, did burn the power and the water lines, but did not touch camp. And if you can imagine, the camp staff sat out in boats like this and watched the fire burn around the camp that they so loved. It was a very touching and important time, but God spared the camp, and we signed the lease with the Conservancy, so we're continuing to do ministry there. This was the way they fought the fire near the camp, so you can see some of the challenges associated with that. Of course, after a fire, you have a lot of things that have been burned, and so you don't have a good ability to control the water and flooding that may come from fires. So they had to use gabions to construct a flood control system at camp. So they've been spending time doing that, which has been a very significant project. And when it's raining, it actually is channeling the water through the flood control channel through camp. So it's working, and we're grateful for that. So all this background work, though, this is what it's about, right? It's about teaching students from the Word of God at camp. And this is one of the classrooms at Campus by the Sea. I'll let you just enjoy that. This is Susie Vian. Susie's been director at Campus by the Sea almost 14 years, and she's transitioning out. And so we are currently in the search for a new director. This is the leadership team that's currently managing things at CBS. It's in very good hands. Steve Stuckey in the middle there is the former regional director for the Southern California region. He's assigned to the camp because he does spiritual formation and spiritual direction, and it was a way to, he loves CBS, and so he goes out about once a month. And then Greg Jones, Wendy Jones, and Steve Jones, yes, they are all related, but they love camping, and they worked at Forest Home for a number of years, and they're currently serving at CBS. And so they're doing a very good job of managing things now that Susie has left. And they have a fun group of people to work with as well. This last year, they served 7,400 guests. Would have been a little higher, except for the fire. They lost the ability to serve guests for about 3 weeks while they had to get power and water restored. Okay, I'm going to move on. How many of you have been to CBS, by the way? I know Rob has. Quite a number of you. Okay. All right, we're going to move on to Bear Trap Ranch. How many of you have been to Bear Trap? Aggie, would you like to model for us? Okay. We're on about 30 acres there, U.S. Forest Service land. We do not own that land either. And they can do about 120 to 180 guests. Bear Trap is managed by Keith Roy and his lovely wife, Jessica. They are also in transition. Keith feels that it's not the right long-term fit for him. He's been a great director at Bear Trap. We're grateful he's made really solid contributions while he's been there, and he's deeply appreciated and loved. But he's gone through some testing and some assessment about who he is and what he needs to be about, and this isn't quite the right job fit for him, so he's going to be moving out. It's a very good transition, and so we're looking for a new director there as well. It's probably what Bear Trap looks like today, but this is what it looks like at other times, and Keith would like you to admire his new roof here, I think, as well. It's very quaint. This is a picture of the building. The office is downstairs, and Keith and Jessica live upstairs in a two-bedroom apartment and a cabin from camp. This is Wrangler's Lodge. It has a very interesting story with it. It is actually constructed of logs and named after a former regional director in Texas. One of the things we're looking at is making an addition onto Wrangler's Lodge, which would add a meeting room for 50 to 60 people and some other breakout space as well. So one of the things you can pray about is this is going before the Forest Service for approval. They have to approve everything that we do. We're very optimistic, actually, that they may approve this plan. Last year, they had 2,600 guests. Cedar Campus We actually do own the land there, so that's good. We started camping there in 1954, 500 acres, 6 miles of shoreline. And there are two locations, Old Mill Point and Mariner's Cove. And at high season, they can do about 400 guests. So Old Mill Point, for those of you who are new, is here, and Mariner's Cove is back over here. Now, how many of you have been to Cedar? Okay, good number there. I'm going to have to ask you at the end if I've said anything new to most of you. Dan Dink was the director there for about 4 years, and he transitioned out and joined Jim Lundgren's collegiate ministries leadership team, and we did a search and hired Scott Bale to be the new director. And this is his family this winter. Where did my picture go? Okay. In your imagination, you can picture the Cedar campus staff in blaze orange on November 15th. Scott's first day was November 15th. It was the opening of gun deer season. I was there up at Cedar, and so they all dressed in blaze orange to welcome him, and someday I'll show you that picture. This is a picture of Mariner's Cove, which is the newer side of camp, and the orientation, if you're looking for it, the lake is over here. And this is Willoughby Lodge on the Old Mill Point side. And this is what we hope the pool will look like again. It developed some very significant leaks this last summer, and I won't confess how many gallons of chlorinated water it was leaking, but they thought it was fairly significant, so they've torn the pool all down to its shell and replaced all the piping and everything. So now we're hoping to get the money to reconstruct the pool by the opening of the season. This is Spruce View, one of the favorite cabins there at Cedar that Dr. Alexander used to like to stay in. This is my favorite cabin, Northcote Deck. So if you can just imagine sitting there and looking out on the lake, it's very nice. Last year they did 5,500 guests. Okay, Toenippi. How many of you have been to Toenippi? Okay, this group goes down a little bit there. Actually, that's our newest camp. Given to us in 1995, 280 acres. And in case you're wondering what Toenippi means, it is the local Indian meaning for wide water. And this is Greg Hodgson. He's the director there. He has quite a crew at home. He and Cherie have 7 kids. And then this is his crew for the camp as well. And his kids love to volunteer and help at camp. This is where Susie is going. She's going to spend a year during her transition helping Greg out. He's got some projects underway, and it will be a great help to him and a good place for Susie to make a contribution during her year while she's thinking about what she wants to do next. This is Bethel Lodge. It's one of the newest buildings there at Toenippi, and I'd like you to enjoy how it looks, sort of the dark brown stained wood, white trim, looks out over the pond. It's very picturesque. It sleeps about 30 to 40, I think, and meets about 50 to 60. This is a building we hope will look something like that at some point. This is Hebron. It's a very interesting building. It's 4 stories. In the basement are bunk rooms and restrooms. On the first floor is a dining hall and the kitchen. Second floor is the meeting room. Third floor. And the fourth floor is our rooms for people to stay in. Usually staff stay there, so sleeping rooms. And right now, this is the building that we're focused on renovating at Toenippi. It needs that nice brown stained siding, but we're also doing an addition. We're adding more space to the dining hall. We'll actually be able to move the office out of the construction trailer that it's currently been housed in and put it into this new addition, and have room for a bookstore as well. Okay, so this is where you want to be at sunset. So just sort of think about that a little bit. And the fall is just lovely, looking out on the pond. 4,300 guests at Toenippi this last year. So if you add all of those up, you come to just under 20,000. This last year, as I said, we lost some camper days, some guest time because of the fire at CBS, and then also a couple of camps canceled out as well. So basically, at our camps each year, we are doing the equivalent of an Urbana. And we have about 5,000 InterVarsity students who are coming through. So again, pretty similar names, similar numbers to Urbana. So basically in our camps, every year we're running in Urbana. So that just gives you context. Okay, so when you go to camp, you have to have a little fun, right? Can you guess how many meals we've served at all four camps combined this last year? Anybody have a guess? How many?
35,000.
How about 216,000 meals? Okay, and each camp, you know, is about, they have their specialties. Now, can you figure out which specialty goes with which camp? All of them? Okay. Bear Trap's not too hard to figure out, the bullseye pancakes, but I've got a picture of that too if you want to see that at some point. Questions. So I just want to see, are there any questions you have about the camps that you've always wondered about? One of the things I think you should know is that, yes, you can go visit our camps. And each of the camps sort of has a special deal. Cedar has always had a deal where you can go for half price, half their posted rate. And Susie used to have at Campus by the Sea that if you could get there, you could stay for free. So, of course, it has to be downtimes, has to be when they don't have other groups in. But our camps would really love to welcome you for a retreat or a family time, and I'd like to really encourage you to take advantage of this resource. A number of years ago, our family was taking the usual vacations of seeing things and doing things and spending time with family, and I thought, we just need something that really renews us as a family. And so we started going to the family camps at Cedar Campus, and we've gone every year for the last 10 years. It's been a great experience for us as a family, and it's almost like my new year every year as I get a chance to go there and digest what God's been doing in my life for the past year and to think about what he may be calling me to in the year ahead. So I want to encourage you to explore that if you have any interest. Any questions? Anything? Okay, well, I'd like to give us a little time to pray. So I'm going to ask you to just turn around and group with a couple other people and pick a camp that you have a particular heart for or would like to pray for. As you've seen, there's lots of transition going on in the senior leadership at our camps. So Scott Bale is new at Cedar Campus, and we're really looking forward to him having a good year this year. He's off to a great start, and the team is really gelling around him. And Campus by the Sea, we're active in a search, very active there, also at Bear Trap Ranch. And Greg's been at Toanipi. This is his, I think, sixth year. He's going into his seventh year. So he's been there a long time. He's got a major project underway. So I'm hoping that Susie going out and helping him, that that's going to be a good thing. They're both very much looking forward to that. And fundraising for this refacing and remodeling that's happening at Hebron. So I'm just going to give you a couple minutes, ask you to turn around and pray, and then our host will call us back together at the end of that time.